Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, lost love.
That is a very forgiving person. And not only that, she must care for you at a very high level.
Yeah.
And at the same time, she's protecting herself because you did hurt her.
We all know what love can do to you. Because love is very unique. Love just does things that are unimaginable to us all the time. However, love is also something that may be hard to explain for some people, but always unique of its kind. But what do you do with a lost love? Do you look back? Do you fantasize? Or completely close the chapter and never look back? Well, we'll find out tonight, as usual. Let's Talk. We'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. And it's time now to welcome to our show my colleagues in the house, the one and only DJ Fatsu. Welcome aboard, sir.
Welcome.
All right, and also I have the one and only Empress Salem. Thank you for coming back.
Thank you for having me. I always enjoy your show.
Thank you so much. And of course, on the phone, we are joined with Brenda. Welcome back, Brenda.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing lost love. Okay. So, we all like to be loved at some point and cared. But when you have someone whom you once loved and then the love is gone, do you still remember the good old days you had with that person? And I spoke to Emmanuel Bandawe and I wanted to know his take.
Normally, what I can say is you can close the chapter. It depends how you guys end up. But the thing is, you can't say that because, okay, you are my lost love, then I don't want to say holla to you. Because inevitably, this is a small world right now. So whenever you go home, you'll meet the people you've been used to be going out with all back then. So you can still say hi. You can come here where I'm at now. You can see people you used to know to date. And then you can say still hi. Because some people, you say that, okay, this is my lost love, but they might have a position where you want something, definitely you have to go through them. So if you close the chapter completely, and then you go in there, you need something, because everybody needs something from everybody. You can have everything. You can have all the money in the world, but still you need somebody to do something.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you know what I'm trying to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
So definitely you will need those people. So don't necessarily say, okay, because I'm a married man now,
right,
then I don't want to talk to nobody. When you talk to them, doesn't mean that you need them or you want to go, you want to cheat for your wife. No, you don't want to cheat them, but you cheat to your wife, but still you want to say hello. You don't want to hand up things completely. No, you can't close the door completely. I don't think that would be right.
Okay, you can't close the door completely. And at the same time, since you have moved on, you have your relationship, you have your wife, you have your husband, is that okay if your partner doesn't know that? Do you have to make sure everybody knows you? Do you want to get permission from your husband or your wife to do that? Or what do you think is the best way to do it?
Normally, no, you don't have to get permission. You get permission if that person comes to you.
Okay.
But if you're going, let's say, okay, we are flying from here to Dar. You're going to Tanzania. There's someone on the street with my son, my wife, and then we're going maybe to go to dinner or to go to the store or something like that. And then, boom, you meet them and the lady you used to date.
Mm.
And then, of course, definitely, she comes to you and says, oh, Emmanuel, but now how you doing? You're going to say, yes, I'm fine. Hell. So you're going to tell them, you're going to definitely gonna say, okay, listen, this is my wife, so-and-so, this is my son, so-and-so, this is so-and-so. Then that's it. You just leave it there. You just give her a name. You don't have to tell your wife, oh, yeah, I used to date this woman. You'll tell your wife later on when maybe your wife can ask her, who was that woman? Did she jump on you or not? But not today when you give her introduction, going to say, oh, this used to be my girl, this is my wife. No, that's wrong. Can't do that. Okay. You'll be sleeping on the couch for the rest of the week.
You will go to the couch for the whole week, so you can't do that, right?
Yeah, if you're lucky, man, sometimes you can be there for a couple months,
Thank you, Emmanuel Bandawe from Delaware. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing lost love.
To be together, no one else could do it better than you, boy. Than you, boy.
Guys, with the introduction of Facebook, Snapchat, as we know, DJ Fuzz is always on Snapchat, and all these social media, will say something that curiosity can sometimes get the best of us. And this is because all these mediums are providing the opportunity to check up on some former flames, right?
Very true, yes.
Okay, but this is what I want to ask you guys. Is it advisable to do that?
Ladies first.
Oh, wow.
So, Salim, tell us, is it okay to do that?
Brenda, are you sure you don't want to go first?
I'm very sure about this. I totally have something to say, but I'll you go first.
All right. So is it good to go and check and you know, I mean, you can't help but be curious about,
sure,
you know, mm-hmm, your past relationship, because if you spend a significant amount of time with someone, you're going to have to, you know, remember moments that you've had. Not all moments were bad, you know.
Right.
There was a reason why you stayed in a relationship with that person.
Exactly.
Of course, I mean, there's a little, you know, curious cat in you, mm-hmm, that wants to like figure out what's happening or if they're good or who are they with, you know, the back of your head you might wonder what's going on.
Right.
Have they moved on? Are they still whatever, depending on how healthy, yep, the relationship was.
Okay.
If it was unhealthy relationship and this person is doing that to you to the point where maybe they're stalking you, you know, you might like not do that. But, you know, it depends. I mean, of course, it depends on
how... So it depends on how the relationship
was.
How
it ended.
How it ended, maybe.
How it was, okay, you know.
Very well said.
I think. I mean, it's just a general idea.
That's your general idea. I got you. All right. Maybe, Brenda, tell us what do you think about that?
I agree. You know, it really does depend on how the relationship was.
Okay.
If it was good... Matter of fact, I think we all, at the beginning of every relationship to the middle of it, regardless of if there's ups and downs or whatever, there's always a good part of the relationship that makes us all stay. And I don't think all love is ever lost between any couples, unless it was like an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree. Yeah.
There's always some type of, oh, I wonder how they're still doing. Are they happy? Are they still okay? You know, do they miss me? I do. You know, hey, I'm nosy.
Isn't all ladies nosy?
or maybe, like you say, well, he left me for that.
Right, exactly. It's not just the ladies who
it's
do
just
it.
Human I nature, know, you know?
I know a few guys who go back, you know, and wonder, uh-huh, what if, you know? What if, like, what's going on? Do I? Should I? Shouldn't I? I wouldn't always advise everybody to go back,
okay,
you know, especially for an old flame that, you know how some people have such a strong connection to the point where someone gets to the point of almost dying because, mm-hmm, they love someone so much. Now, if you are at that level and you know you are suicidal, you know you want to jump off a bridge,
uh-oh,
you know you want someone
that
to feed you.
That's not good.
You know,
yeah.
I don't think you should go back, okay, you know, because that chapter, if it's closed, pretty much just keep it closed altogether.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying you can't befriend your exes, but it has to, there's a certain level that you have to keep, there's a certain distance you have to.
I agree with you. You have to protect yourself. And sometimes when you're in a relationship, sometimes manipulators or people who are very good at, you know, exploiting other people's emotions identify weaker personalities to, you know, keep them within that relationship, like what you were saying, you know. And so once you identify and get out of that relationship, of course you have to look after yourself. And this is not like gender based. It could be a man in an abusive relationship. It could be a woman in an abusive relationship. But so if it ended that way, I think, of course, you know, it's for in your best interest not to go back to in that relationship and remain away from them. But you know, if it's something that it ended because maybe you are not complimenting each other, or you know, maybe you are not really, you didn't have the best interest of the other person, or that person didn't have the best interest in your growth or your well-being or your success, there are couples that move you know, move on with a peaceful agreement that they would still remain friends, and just like, you know, their lifestyles, their ideologies are not really aligned, and they're not really, you know, helping each other, so they move on.
Okay. What about DJ Fatsu? What do you think, DJ Fatsu?
You know what I do? Mm-hmm. I don't look around. So I don't want to have that feeling that's like, that creates like... you know, some emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So all I do is like, when I'm done. I cut it off.
You just move forward.
Yeah, I don't do like, for example, some people do unfriend and block and everybody, and they don't want to see. But I don't want, I just want the other side to look at me, though.
You see that strategy?
See what you're missing.
So this guy has a strategy. You have a strategy. You want them to look at you, but you won't look at them, right?
I'll do whatever it takes to make them look at me, but I'll never ever look at them. Never.
And if you've noticed, a lot of people use social media for just that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily the idea that they're much happier that you're gone.
Right.
I mean, some people are happier that when you're gone, you know, but it's not necessarily that they're happy, but they're selling you that ideology that, okay, you know what, I'm fine.
Yep.
While you're gone,
look
you know?
At me.
So look at me. I want you to realize what it is that your the piece that you left, the hole that you left, can be replaced or can be filled really fast. Mm. You know what I mean? And so, social media can really fool people.
That's right.
I know, because that's not sometimes somebody's life right there.
Exactly.
It's like the reels, the selected reels of someone's highlight of the highlight of your life.
Right.
They're showing you the highlight of their day, probably. Oh my gosh, I had the most awesome day. And they put maybe a picture of somebody who's probably not even their partner, is just a friend. And they put a picture there, and they hashtag boo bae, you know?
Bae.
As soon as you say
Brenda,
hashtag
you're so
boo
much.
Bae, you're going to start hustling questions, you know? Like, what's going on? Yeah. I mean, I had a really rough year and a half where I had to get over my loss, you know, and my loss and my affections and my ups. You know, at that point in time, he was my high. So once your high is really gone, you tend to, us as people, we tend to fluctuate trying to figure out how we're going to cope and how we're going to survive with that moment, you know? And I stalked Facebook. I'm not going to lie. Okay. Honey,
you had to, right?
You know, she has a very good point, because like social media, because when you share a relationship, you also share friends.
Right.
Exactly.
So even if you're like trying, making a concerted effort to stay away from, like, you know, actively seeing what they're up to, like sometimes, because you might have like 100 friends that you have in common, and so they might post something, they might like something, so they're in your face everywhere. It's like,
and
oh my god, I'm trying to get over this.
Bananas,
I've had friends like that.
Oh, you did too.
Yeah. It drives you bananas.
I didn't have any personal experience, but I've had friends who told me, I'm like, what am I gonna do? I don't want to see him, but he's there.
But the crazy thing was like we shared friends. So it but the thing was, for me, it was hard to cut him off, because the people that I met, I told you I moved here for the person. Now, the people that I cut, everybody that I met was his circle.
Oh, okay.
How am I going to cope, you know, because everybody I know knows him. How is it that I'm going to survive now, because now I have to let all that group go until I heal? You know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty much impossible, because I was nosy.
Look up, Brenda. I have a feeling she'll come work with us.
Is that right? We'll hold it right there. For those of you just joining us, you're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. And we're discussing lost love. Okay, now, here's the question. What do you do when an old lost love comes back? And I spoke to Lily, and I wanted to know her take.
Yeah, I mean, like, I wouldn't say that there's no communication, no way you can communicate, but I wouldn't also advise the very close relationship. It's okay to say hi. There are different ways. You guys might have, like, common friends. There might be other different occasions. You guys might run into each other. You might even at some point for work. Mm-hmm. But during those occasions, you can say hello to each other. You can be nice to each other. That's somebody you know, somebody you shared moments with. And at some point, you still have good feelings about that person. So you shouldn't like he's the evil person, even though there were moments you didn't. Whatever the reason is for you to be apart. So it's okay to say hello. It's okay to talk to them when you guys run into each other. But I wouldn't think it would be good to be, you know, intimate friends.
Okay. So you don't think
especially if they are in your own relationship.
Right.
That take up.
Yeah. So if you have moved on and he has moved on, there's no reason of you being friends again. That's what you're saying.
No, I don't think there is. I don't think there is reason to be friends again.
Okay.
But it complicates things.
Okay. It might complicate matters again, but how about if this person wants to be a friend of yours after this pack, you know, was lost?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to forgive. I mean, the forgiveness depends on the people, the reason of the breakup. But I would forgive. I would let that person say hi. But being friends again, it depends on what kind of friendship he's looking for. If he's looking for see each other like on a regular basis to enter my life maybe the way he used to, I don't think it would work out unless we are trying to work things out again. Otherwise, I wouldn't want the closeness.
Okay. And what about if none of you have moved on? You haven't moved on, for instance, and maybe he's not moved on. And he wants this sparkle to be brought up back again. Do you think it can happen for people who have been apart for such a long time?
I mean, unless I am going to try to work things out, and I don't mind if he gets back into my life again, and if he's someone I would give a second chance for, it's okay. But if I close that chapter saying there is no way this thing is going to work out, I wouldn't want any.
You wouldn't want that to happen again at all, or even give it a try, right?
Okay. No.
Thank you, Lily from Maryland. This is Let's Talk, when we are discussing lost love. Now, is this
Jesus.
Something?
No,
what?
I know. That escalated so quick.
Jesus.
Fix it, Jesus.
You know how you get a visitor at your house?
Uh-huh.
And it's not your visitor, it's like your sister's visitor.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, Laura, it's not for me, it's for you. Do the same thing, but this time call Jesus.
Yeah,
and be like, Lord Jesus, it's not for me, this one's for you. Just be like the devil. Uh-huh. Devil, you're a liar. You're not about to stop with me right now. I mean,
the danger.
Some of them do work out.
Yeah, the danger, you know, it's, she has a very good point. And the danger in that is that
mm-hmm.
they already know
they
where
already
you
know
are vulnerable.
Yes.
They know your weak spots.
Exactly.
They know how to, you know. And so that's what I was saying earlier. When someone is manipulative like that,
mm-hmm.
depending on how negative or positive that they want to turn their relationship to
right.
and how it ended, that's why it matters. So when they come back, if the intention is to genuinely build something that was good, and it ended in a not like so dramatic way, like what Brenda was saying, trying to jump off a cliff or something. If it didn't end that way, it's always good to follow your heart and see if it's something worth.
It'll work out, yeah. Right.
But like what you're saying, if it's like unwanted visitor,
yeah,
just then the same way that you won't let any stranger walk into your home. Think of it that way.
Come on.
That's how I would say it.
But here's the question I also want to know. If that is the case, now, would you think that this is an old flame? It was there. Maybe you moved on. Mm-hmm. And he has moved on. Can you two be just friends?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
It depends on where you are in your life, obviously.
You can be friends with benefits.
That's according to DJ Fuzz.
But can you elaborate, please?
But the problem is, but the problem is you've moved on. You have your other relationship. Maybe you're married. You have your wife or your husband or whatever. How do you do that? Oh, you have another girlfriend. So, yeah. What do you think, Brenda?
I feel like it's possible, but I don't think I would want to put my relationship in that much amount of stress.
It depends.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's not just, especially if I've moved on and I'm in a different relationship, mm-hmm. I don't want to put my partner in that, you know, in that position
That's
where they're
point.
Feeling like, what if, you know, is there a chance? You know, you can show someone you love them so much and that, okay, babe, I'll never leave. You know, it's just you. But there's always that once a person has a feeling or an intuition or even a little bit of a doubt, they might not doubt you, but they might doubt the other person's intentions.
And why would you have them to, like, make the other person that you love so much, create that doubt?
You know?
Why would you want that person to make you feel that way?
Because then once they're stressed, man, it's going to be a stressful situation for you. It's going to be a fight here, a nip there, a twig here, a twerk there. It's just going to be a bunch of twerking.
But what I think,
but DJ Fuzz, what do you think?
But what I say is, like, it depends on, there's a different, like, when it comes to girls and guys, it's different.
Okay. That's, for guys, what about for guys?
Guys don't care that much.
Okay.
But women are so detailed, you know, they're so sensitive, you know, they have a lot of things they care about. But guys, you know how we are on Sunday.
I don't know.
I don't cause. I know for guys.
I'm not entirely sold on this because
I'm not either.
Yeah. I'm not
really?
Because you might think that way because it really is like the way someone expresses their affection to another person is always determined based on their upbringing.
Okay.
And so if you come from a very affectionate, loving, respecting family and you're a certain way, I don't think your gender matters that much. It doesn't matter if you have a certain genitalia that you'd be. I don't know.
It's not about the gender. It's like it's how you respond to things. You know,
In terms of interaction?
Yeah, that's how you respond to things. Like, guys, like, they're more like, calm down. They don't
that's
care
not
about
true.
Things.
I know a lot of, in fact, a lot of abuses happen in households.
My ex was not good at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many
my
percent?
My ex was not good at it.
There you go. Like,
I did
what
today, by the way, I did a show about women's abuse in Ethiopia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot. So,
exactly. And guess where it's coming from? Where it's coming from?
74%.
The men.
Did you see in Kenya too? In Kenya, a lot of women, all of men are abused by women.
So there you go. You just debunked that idea that men are easygoing when it comes to relationship. In fact, not only are they not easy, it's just the way. In fact, society encourages men to show their manlyhood by some sort of unfortunate way of, like, you know, passing these lines that. You end up in abuses. I mean, of course, we don't want to make this conversation very serious. I know what he was trying to say. Like, what he was trying to say was, like, accurate. What he was trying to say is that, you know, sometimes women may be upfront about expressing how confrontation or whatever it is. So maybe that's what you're trying to say.
But at the end of the day, this is what I'm trying to find out. Can just this guy and this lady who had a flame in the past just be friends. According to Brenda, it's not a very good idea.
By the way, I'm
it's not a good idea if they are in a relationship.
Right, if they're in a relationship, exactly. If they've moved on.
I'm trying to work out on that thing currently.
Oh.
Currently, you know what I'm saying? So one Sunday.
Personal reference, yeah. Can you share, please?
But, like, I used to date this girl like 3 years ago.
Hmm.
So we had the best time of our lives. She was a very nice woman, but I messed up.
Okay.
So she cut me off.
Okay. Yeah. That's what happens if you're not behaving.
Nobody cut me off like she did. Like, okay. So I've been begging her for a year.
Okay.
And that's dedication.
That's dedication for a whole year.
Straight dedication.
I'm telling you, that's big dedication.
If I begged God like that, man, I'll be like an angel, man. So then we're like, she talks to me.
Okay.
But she didn't want to see me. Like every time when I tell her, like, let's have coffee, let's have dinner or something, she completely don't like that. But we talk on the phone, and I'm working on it. But sometimes, like, she gives me a chance, but at the same time, she's like...
She's trying to be cautious,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because she can't just trust you like that, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, so...
In fact, I think she's very forgiving.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's very forgiving for her to be able to talk to you. Because, honestly, they wouldn't find you. If it was me, they wouldn't find you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's what I know. Yeah.
I'm just being honest, like, because... That is a very forgiving person. And not only that, she must care for you at a very high level.
Yeah.
And at the same time, she's protecting herself because you did hurt her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to take her some time. Anyway, we're not canceling him, Jeff.
Exactly.
I like you, Brenda.
Brenda, you're about to cancel this guy.
We need you in the office, right here.
She can be a great counselor, right?
Yeah, but we need you. Like,
you know.
Yeah, she's right. She's right. I agree with you.
Brenda, you are awesome.
Yeah, she is.
All right, hold it right there. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be right back.
African Music Mix.
Everyone is looking for something special when maybe they should just listen instead. The VOA's African Music Mix will soothe your nerves and calm your head. Tune in from 0 to 300 UTC and 1100 to 1300 hours UTC to make you feel good. So treat yourself to that something special.
Welcome back. And Africa, this is your turn. All our listeners out there, it is time to give us your input. And let's listen to Catherine from North Carolina.
I think it can happen. It can happen positive. Me, I believe so, with a confidence, according to my own beliefs, because I trust myself. And I know if I fall into a situation like that, I know how I can control my emotions. I know how to set boundaries within myself. So it is possible. I don't see why it shouldn't be possible in case you moved on. So for the fear, for the sake of your current relationship, you decided, I would rather stay away.
And thank you, listeners, for all your input. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing lost love. And thank you. That's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored lost love. A big thank you to my colleagues in the house. Salem, thank you so much for coming tonight.
Thanks for having me.
And DJ Fatsu, thank you.
Thank you, DJ Fatsu, the ones and twos.
And of course, on the phone, Brenda Sabuni, thank you for coming back again.
My pleasure.
That was
always
awesome.
And thank you to my guests on the phone, Emmanuel Bandawe from Delaware and Lillian from Maryland. And Jackson Mugani is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. And after the beep, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be Dream Job. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Modu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17 hours 30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.